Content for the following program was provided by the Teton County Library.
Hey everybody, turn off the TV. Meet me down at the library.
From the back of the stacks.
Library, library, library,
library. Hi, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Diana.
And today we thought we would talk about getting ready for the fall reads. I mean, it seems early, but it has been a little bit chilly out there.
And I'm seeing some back to school ads.
I have my back to school list that I have to head over to the store for. So like it or not, fall is in the air.
It is.
But one of the fun things about fall is curling up with a good book.
No surprise, there are some good fall reads lists coming out.
So we were comparing lists and we noticed that one list that's more for the general public has some matching books to your list. Tell me about your list.
My list comes from libraryreads.org and it is a site where librarians get advanced copies of books and write reviews of them. We like to geek out being librarians and see what the other librarians like. And we have two titles that are on both of our lists.
And I have a list put together by the Miami Herald, and they confess that maybe it's a little early, but it's never too early to talk about books. Comparing notes here, the first book that came up is Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng. I have not read anything by her. Have you?
I haven't. This is book number two for her. The librarian who reviewed it said that her superpower is her ability to pull you into her books from the very first sentence.
Wow.
And so it's described as following the members of two families living in an idyllic, perfectly planned suburb in Ohio. There's a mother and daughter living a less traditional lifestyle, moving from town to town every few months, and the Richardsons, the perfect nuclear family in the perfect suburb. Until one of the members of the family burns her family home down.
Right.
That's where we get the title, Little Fires Everywhere.
That sounds like a big fire. Her first novel, I guess, was Everything I Never Told You, described as devastating but beautiful, and also set in Ohio. The other book that we had on both of these lists, both librarians and the Miami Herald agree that we should all check out Sourdough by Robin Sloan. I would never have expected a book to be named Sourdough, so I'm intrigued.
We're both pretty excited about this one because we read the author Robin Sloan's first book, which was Mr. Penumbra's 24-Hour Bookstore. And how would you describe that?
I think it's fun. You get a picture or a window into sort of the millennial world and working in the tech industry and tech culture and what's cool. But you were saying earlier, he contrasts that against this antiquated bookshop. So he sort of blends like old and new, these kind of very niche-y cultures. And you were saying it's sort of like he found an underground, it was like an underground book society in the first one. And now in Sourdough, it's a similar theme with an underground society focused on bread. And the Miami Herald puts it really well. They call it a tech analog mashup.
I'm going to put myself first in line for this one. Yeah. So that was Sourdough by Robin Sloan. So what else looks good on that list you've got there from the Miami Herald?
The new book by Jennifer Egan. So Jennifer Egan came as one of the library's Page to the Podium speakers, and so excited to see that she has a new book coming out. It's called Manhattan Beach. The Miami Herald's calling it the most anticipated novel of the fall from Egan. And her 2011 book, A Visit from the Goon Squad, won the Pulitzer Prize. Manhattan Beach is a complete turnaround from the postmodern masterpiece. This one is a historical novel opening during the Great Depression, and it looks at the effects of war on American lives. So sounds like a very different
book. It does. Her other book couldn't have been more modern.
And that one's not until October, so patience. Patience, everyone.
Well, in the meantime, you can check out Caroline, Little House Revisited by Sarah Miller. Anybody who loved the Little House on the Prairie books is going to want to check this one out because it is told from the point of view of Laura Ingalls' mother, Caroline. And if you're about my age, you might just get a really strong visual of the actress who played Caroline in the Little House series back in the day.
I was definitely a big fan of Little House on the Prairie. I'm very interested in checking that out. And then also Nina McConaughey, who we had here as part of our Writing the West series, she loved Little House on the Prairie too, but made me think about it in a different way because she talked about how much she loved it and embraced sort of the Wyoming frontier spirit of it, but being East Indian and realizing that there were rarely people of color in the book and that, you know, when Indians show up, you know, there's overt racism. I guess I kind of want to read this new book with the lens that Nina provided that as a kid you aren't paying as much attention to. Diana, what else are librarians reading?
There's Hannah Who Fell from the Sky, a novel by Christopher Meads. And it says she's a young woman like any other in the world today, except for one unique thing. She's part of a polygamous community and has just been told at 18 she has to marry a man who is her father's age and has four other wives. She must make the confusing and heartbreaking decision about where her future path lies. Should she stay at home and be obedient to the only family she has ever known, or will she choose her own love and life?
On the Miami Herald list, another book that I'm looking forward to is Louise Erdrich, and her new book is Future Home of the Living God. That will not be out until November. Erdrich is the winner of the National Book Award for The Roundhouse. So her newest book is a dystopian novel about a young mother-to-be in a world in which women are giving birth to a primitive species.
Wow, that does not sound anything like her past books. But she's such a good writer.
She's such a good writer that I can't say I am particularly drawn to that plot idea. It sounds just eerie, but you're right. Coming from her, I would give it a try. So we are just scratching the surface. I think we'll have to return and do a part two.
Okay, looking forward to it.
And if you, you know, are still in a beach read mood, there are lots of other titles on the Lucky Day shelf that are out right now that you can get right now. So if you can't wait, please head down to the library and check out some of our other hot titles.
And if we still have some, you can get a pair of eclipse glasses.
That's right. Happy reading.
Hey, everybody, turn off the TV. Meet me down at the library.